I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The worldwide craze of the World Cup is being used by many to accomplish their goals. Teachers in Argentina are using it to teach geography. Book of Hope International is using it in evangelism. Book of Hope's Richard Luna says they've reproduced the story of Jesus to include World Cup facts.
It draws the person into the life of Jesus through this passion for the World Cup. For those that are World Cup fans, and we also have for the ladies that are not World Cup fans, we also have a book for them.
Their Plan 10 strategy encourages teens to pray for 10 friends, give them the Book of Hope, and then invite them to Hope Fest, where many are coming to Christ. Next, the United States, and specifically Christians, must remain engaged in what's happening around the world. That was the challenge issued by U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice to 12,000 evangelicals at the annual meeting of the Southern Baptist Convention. Missionaries with SBC's International Mission Board are already doing that compassionately, reaching out physically, which is allowing evangelism and church planning to expand worldwide. Pray for continued effectiveness. And Christian Resources International's Fred Palmerton says their newest project is resourcing public libraries in Africa. They have two projects, one in Uganda and one in Rwanda.
We expect the Rwanda shipment to arrive within 30 days from today. And the Ugandan project has been up and running now for about 45 days.
Palmerton says resourcing libraries is one way to reach people with the hope of Christ who may never have heard of either Christ or CRI before. Go to our website to help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. International Aid is making available Charles Billingsley's CD, Enduring Treasures, Timeless Hymns for Today, a free gift we hope will draw you into a closer relationship with Christ. Call 1-800-995-4828 to request your copy or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.